Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Brey. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Saleta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Steve Brey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards third. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Roof and he is safe. McRae steals second. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. There goes McRae. The throw from Roof and McRae is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Split Orff fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Roof and he is out, Randall applying the tag. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Brett reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Ford reaches second base with a double. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKay. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. McKay steals second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. the Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0-for-1 in the game. Saleta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Saleta reaches second base with a double. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Twins. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stinson bunts towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Saleta moves to third. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Saleta tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 3, Royals, 3. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Roof and he is safe. White steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Saleta settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Saleta. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Randall reaches third base with a triple. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bry is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Heil reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ford is hit by the pitch. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. There goes Brett. The throw from Roof to Thompson, and Brett is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Roof reaches second base with a double. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Saleta strikes out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Saleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bry for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Split Orff fires to first and has Carew trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing right field. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Saleta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Tom Paquette pinch runs for Tony Saleta. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Mayberry now playing first base. Paul Splittorff now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Potek reaches third base with a triple. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Potek scores. It's Twins, 4, Royals, 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Otis moves to second. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 4. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Steve Bry. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew is walked intentionally. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell scores. There goes Carew trying to get to third. McRae throws the ball into Potek, who relays the ball to Brett, who tags Carew for the out. Bostock moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cusick hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing right field. Steve Luber now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Steve Mingori. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fran Healy pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Luber fields it and throws to first for the out. Healy moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Potek for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.